Good evening. Tonight's topic is, tampon shortage is the latest sign of supply chain issues in US stores. This article is from Newsmax. Tampons are the latest product disappearing from store shelves in the United States, another illustration of supply chain problems that are complicating daily life, following the troubling shortage of baby formula. Drugstore chains CVS and Walgreens confirmed in messages to AFP that some brands of tampons are temporarily unavailable in some areas. Procter & Gamble, which makes the ubiquitous Tampax line among other products, said customers might not be able to find their usual brand in American stores. "We understand it is frustrating for consumers when they can't find what they need. We can assure you this is a temporary situation in the US, and the Tampax team is producing tampons 24/7 to meet the increased demand for our products," they said in a statement. Walgreens said it was working with suppliers to ensure we have supply available in all its stores. And CVS said that if a local store is temporarily out of specific products, we work to replenish those items as quickly as possible. The situation has been going on for months, but has gotten increasing media attention in the past few days. Patrick Penfield, a supply chain management specialist at Syracuse University, says demand has increased recently in particular because of additional purchases by consumers who see the shortage of certain brands and panic that they won't be able to get more product. He compared it to people stockpiling toilet paper at the start of the pandemic. "There is also a shortage of certain raw materials, including cotton and plastic," he said. "This is the third straight year where demand for cotton in the US has exceeded what US firms are producing," Penfield said, pointing to the increased need for masks and personal protection equipment, PPE. In addition, some factories are struggling to operate at full capacity due to staff shortages or COVID-19 spikes, he said. "But the situation is different from the baby formula shortage, initially caused by supply chain snarls and labor shortages. Formula supplies dropped sharply when manufacturer Abbott shut down one Michigan plant in February and issued a product recall after the death of two babies raised concerns over contamination. When it comes to tampons, the factories are operating," Penfield said, predicting a return to normal within the next 6 months. In the meantime, the shortage has offered Republicans a new angle of attack against U.S. President Joe Biden, with the Republican National Committee slamming Biden's war on women on Twitter. Let's talk about this. First, there was a baby formula shortage, and now this. What is next? Keep stocking up on food, supplies, and ammunition. It is likely going to get worse before it gets better. I would comment on why I think this is happening. But the overlords on the tube would probably take down this video if I spoke my mind. I will let you all figure it out on your own. If you have a topic you would like me to cover, or a personal story, shoot me an email or message and I may cover it. Thanks for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.